Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, April 2nd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Birthdays.
Use the force, Luke.
Sir Alec Guinness, born this day in 1914. Marvin Gaye, born this day in 1939. On this day in history, in 1513, explorer Ponce de Leon claims Florida for Spain. Of course, he was seeking the Fountain of Youth. From the History Channel.
At the foot of a mountain bubbles up a spring. If anyone has tasted of the fountain, he will, as long as he lives, be as a man of 30 years.
Ponce de Leon heard legends of just such a fountain north of the island of Puerto Rico. In 1513, he outfitted an expedition and sailed to a place he named the Flowery Land, or La Florida.
Ponce still out there looking somewhere. In 1917, President Woodrow Wilson asked Congress for a declaration of war against Germany, bringing the U.S. into World War I. Number one on the charts this day in 1962. She was best known for her role as the teenage daughter on The Donna Reed Show. But Shelley Fabre hit the top of the charts with Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel, how I love him. He's got something that I can't resist. But he doesn't even know that I exist. Johnny Angel, how I want him, how I tingle when he passes by.
On the KETR events calendar, the William L. Mayo Prestigious Speaker Series proudly presents An Evening with India Ari, a speaking engagement with select musical performances. The event featuring the Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter will take place in the Ferguson Auditorium at 7 p.m. Thursday, April 10th. Admission is free for A&M Commerce students. Tickets for faculty, staff, and the community are limited. For more information, contact the Student Activities and Leadership Desk at 903-886-5811. 903-886-5811. Our thought for the day is from Dr. Seuss. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Here at KETR, we appreciate very much the time you spend listening. Because you listen, consider making a contribution to this public radio station during our spring 2014 membership drive. It's easy to do. Just call 800-882-KETR or visit KETR.org and click support this station. And thanks. Our guest in the cafe again this morning is the mayor of Commerce, His Honor Dr. John Bellotti. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. Nice to be with you.
Yes, sir. Well, you're telling me that there's a building on Lee Street close to the campus that is going to be torn down, and apparently there's been a lot of interest in having this particular building taken down.
Well, not only this one, but a number around town. Demolition is important, and it's actually the building next to what we known as the Pride Coffee Shop, so it should be disappearing pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. You get a lot of complaints from people about old buildings that they say need to be taken down, and maybe they do need to be taken down. They're not up to code, what have you.
And that's part of the problem, is they have to get into the rotation. We are demolishing buildings. If you checked our minutes of the meeting, there have been one or two a month for the last few months. It just takes a while to go through this cycle. You can't just walk in and tear it down. You have to actually apply to do it and then get approval to do it.
Mm-hmm. There's a process that, yes, that you have to go through. Now, something I think is very good news and indicates that things are going in the right directions. The city's credit rating has been raised.
Well, we got a Mark Clayton notified me about a week or so ago that we got a raise from the Standard & Poor's rating index from A to A+, partly due to money that we have had in our unrestricted funds has increased over the last 2 years, so we're looking a little more solvent. Mm-hmm. I think most cities are looking for AAA, but coming out of the recession, which commerce is part of the mm-hmm. United States is coming out of the recession, it's a, let's put it this way, it is a step in the right direction.
I see. I understand. Okay, well, very good. All right. Now, on the other hand, we're a little bit concerned about the level of Lake Tawakoni, and I guess we're not the only ones there, but that may have an effect on the city as we move toward the summer.
Partly water resource, of course, for commerce, and we're kept abreast of this issue. They're down a few feet, but so far, as we're speaking now, commerce is not on a water restriction plan yet. However, depending on how much rain, thunderstorms we do get, we may be looking into that in the future as summer gets closer. But right now, as I said, there's no problems.
About what percentage of the city's water would you guess comes from Lake Tawakoni?
I cannot answer
for
sure.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I will find out and get back to you next time.
But a significant amount.
Yes.
At one time, I know this is going way, way back, John. City got a pretty significant amount of its water from wells. Is that still true or no longer true?
I think there are some.
Still a significant amount coming
yes.
from that. Okay. We're talking with the mayor of Commerce, Dr. John Bilotti, kind of a hodgepodge here of things that are on the table. And one thing I wanted to ask you about, now, I saw a story saying, well, we're not going to be picking up the limbs from the ice storm, but that's just sort of, we're playing with words here to some extent. You're still going to be picking up limbs.
What happened was, if you recall, those the original ice storm back in November and December, when the trees came crashing down, and then we had emergency pickup. The emergency vehicles were coming around, and because there were so many of them, it was actually a hazard. Well, what has happened now is we've gone along and reached the normal cycle for our regular pickup in March.
Pickup of
limbs and garbage. You know, we put it out on the mm-hmm. on the parking block, and the trucks come by and pick up your garbage. So we've reached that normal March cycle. All that the memo was saying was that the emergency pickup is going to cease because we've reached the normal time. Please continue to put your limbs and junk out because that will be picked up according to normal rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pick up a normal rotation sticker at City Hall.
Okay. So the city is in the business of picking up refuse of sorts. Apart from the regular garbage that
yes.
goes out every week in a regular schedule, and we're into that schedule.
We get it every 3 months. We get a major pickup, and that involves limbs. They bring the shredder up and turn it into sawdust.
Right, right. Well, now some good news having to do with the farmer's market in downtown Commerce.
Well, yes, I'm really excited about this. The Bonham Street Farmers Market Association is being created, and Sherry Johnson and Lou Ann Huffman are going to be kind of in charge of a committee that is working to reestablish the farmers market. You know, we have the lean-to down there that we use for the wine tasting ever so often. We're going to try to reestablish a farmers market in Commerce. I'm not going to try to say a date or how many days a month yet, because that is yet to be established. But we're in negotiation with different fruits and vegetable growers around here to bring their produce to Commerce and sell.
Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of fine people, Sherry Johnson and Lou Ann Huffman, who together should get some things done.
Yes.
And they're moving it in that direction.
Yes. So be aware that you'll be hearing that the farmers market is opening soon in Commerce.
Well, we'll be watching for that and looking forward to that very eagerly indeed. Mayor, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Once again, my pleasure, John Mark.
Mayor John Bilotti, the mayor of the City of Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.